Welcome again, everyone. Rob Lanham with you here live from King Cove School in King Cove, Alaska, where we're underway in the second half against the T-Jack JV team taking on the Sandpoint Eagles. Mark Newton just opened the scoring with a three-pointer from the corner for the T-Jacks and to start the second half. And now Christian Christensen goes to the line, and he hits one of two. And it's 30-24, the T-Jack JV leading Sandpoint with 7:23 to play here in the third quarter. Brandon goes left side to CJ, spin move. Now attempts to lob it back out, but he's going to get called for the traveling violation, and the turnover will send the ball back to the T-Jacks. On the floor for King Cove, Mark Newton, Cody Mack, Christian Christensen, Avery Samuelson, and Josiah Mack. And for the Eagles, Timmy Lundgren, Brandon Smith, CJ Roby, Mallory Gunderson, and Nikki Mack. Cody brings the ball up against the Eagles 2-3 zone. Goes right side to Avery Samuelson. Avery just kind of nonchalant there and gets called for dragging his foot by referee Joe Calver, and the ball goes right back to the Eagles. And it'll be inbounded far side by Brandon Smith with 7:04 to play. CJ brings it across the timeline, dribbling up top. Gets it left wing to Mallory Gunderson. Mallory picks up her dribble, bounces it back to CJ near the logo. Guarded closely there by Cody Mack. Lobs it back to Brandon. He fakes a three, drives in for a 16-footer. Air ball, no good. Timmy saves it into CJ. He goes up, no good. The ball's tipped around. Mallory Gunderson had the rebound and passed up a putback and got it stolen away. Cody Mack brings it the other way. Drives in, lays up, no good off the front of the iron. Mark Newton with the rebound, puts it up, no good on a bank shot, and Brandon Smith hauls down the rebound for the Eagles. Gets it ahead to C.J. Roby, who splits the defense, and he's going to draw a reach-in foul. And that one's going to go against Cody Mack. Should be Cody's second of the game. First of the half for the T-Jacks, and Troy Bowsley enters the game replacing Timmy Lundgren. And the Eagles inbound the ball far side. Brandon Smith slaps the ball and inbounds it to CJ. CJ kicks it back out to Brandon. Brandon thinks about it, a long three. Fakes again, now drives, and backs out. Lobs the ball to CJ Roby at the top of the circle. He puts it back to Brandon, left wing. Brandon goes into the foul line, hits Mallory Gunderson, right ring. Good defense there by Christensen. Mallory needs help, and we're going to get a 5-second call. And that'll result in a turnover, sending the ball back to the T-Jacks. 30-24, the T-Jack JV with the lead. With 6:04 to play in the third quarter, Christian inbounds it to Cody, who brings it up. Cody goes left wing deep to Mark Newton. Mark holding the ball, now dribbles with the right hand. Hits Cody in the left corner. He reverse dribble against Troy Bowsley, drives in. His pass is intended for Christensen, goes off Christian's hand and into the backcourt, and that'll result in an over and back violation against the T-Jacks. And it'll be Sandpoint basketball out of bounds right below us in front of the scorer's table. Brandon Smith inbounds the ball, wearing number 23 for the Eagles, to C.J. Roby. C.J. goes between the legs, tries an entry pass, and we're going to have a push from behind on Josiah Mack. That'll be Josiah's third foul of the game and second of the half against the team. The ball will be inbound on the side by Brandon Smith. He gets it into C.J., and goes right wing to Nikki Mack. Nikki had a three, passed it up, gets it back to CJ. CJ now drives against good defense, gets it back to Nikki. She faked the three, goes up top to Brandon Smith. Got Mallory Gunderson open, he lobs it down to the left wing for CJ. CJ now drives in, goes up, puts it up, no good off the front of the rim. Josiah Mack with the rebound, gets it to Avery Samuelson. His pass is deflected but taken by Cody Mack near half court. Cody goes down with the left hand, splits the defense. Puts the ball up, no good off the backboard. And actually the foul is going to be called on the floor against Troy Bowsley. That's Troy's first and the team's second, and the T-Jacks will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Running a four-corner play off the out-of-bounds. It comes into Cody Mack. Cody launches a 14-footer in and out, no good. Brandon Smith with the rebound, and he heads the ball back down the court for the Eagles with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lobs it to Nikki Mack. She gets it to CJ. Over to Brandon. Three-pointer from the left wing. Good. First points of the half for the Eagles. Brandon now leads all scorers with 17, and it's 30-27. T-Jack JV by three. Cody brings the ball across the timeline. One-handed pass to Christensen on their left wing. Christian goes down low to Mark Newton. Mark fakes Troy Bowsley, and he's going to draw a foul on Troy. I think that's going to be a non-shooting foul, and it will be. Devin Mack now checks in to the game, replacing Avery Samuelson. Freshman seeing his first action of the day. T-Jacks line up all four players on the foul line. Now they break. Mark Newton lobs it into Cody Mack. Cody drives in against Brandon Smith. Tries to pass to Josiah Mack, and his pass is intercepted by CJ. C.J. Roby brings the ball down. 1-on-3, goes up, puts it up. No good off the rim. Rebound is on the floor and taken away by Mark Newton. Mark's coming down 3-on-1. Dishes it over to Cody Mack. Cody's shot is rejected by Brandon Smith. Recovered by C.J. Roby, and he rushes it across the logo on the fast break. Goes off the screen by Troy Bowsley. Goes up and no good. It's kept alive by Bowsley. And Troy's going to draw an over-the-back foul on that one. So Troy's drawn three fouls in about the last minute. And the ball will go back to the T-Jacks. Fourth team foul on the Eagles in this half. 4:10 to go. 30-27, T-Jack JV with a three-point advantage. Cody gives the ball left wing to Mark Newton, guarded there by Mallory Gunderson. He picks up the dribble, looking for help. Gets it to Cody on the left wing. Passes it in the middle. Devin Mack is open for a 10-footer. And it drops in. Devin looked to pass and then took the shot. Bounced out of the rim and went back in. Nice shooting touch there shown by Devin Mack, his first two of the game, and it's 32-27. Brandon Smith gets the ball on the left wing, throws up a long three, no good, rebounded by Christensen. Christian brings it down across the timeline right side, calls a play, standing near the logo, goes to Devin Mack on the right wing. Devin with an entry pass, knocked away by Brandon Smith and stolen by C.J. Roby. C.J. brings it up, slows it down now. Cody Mack wipes the dust off his shoes to get set on defense, goes to Troy Bowsley in the post, back to C.J. to Brandon Smith. Brandon drives left wing and comes in and shoots an 8-footer. And it's going to make the score 32-29, T-Jacks. And we got a full timeout on the floor called by Coach George Cromer with 3:14 to play in the third quarter. Eagles hanging in here nicely against the T-Jack JV. Remember, following this game, we'll have the rematch of last night's contest between the King Cove Rookies and the visiting Cockanock Warlords. And that'll be the rookies' second and final home game of the season. Of course, both teams from King Cove will head out of here this week for regionals. The rookies going to New Haven for the girls' regional. And the boys' team heading over to Sandpoint, where the Eagles will host the boys' regional. And we'll be carrying all of that action for you live here on KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m., 88.1 FM, and live streaming on the web at apradio.org. And if you missed the action live, just want to let you know that you can always go to the website, and the games, after some computer malfunctions, they got that fixed, and the games are available once again shortly after the conclusion on the website. And went home and listened to a little bit of that action last night, and it's really a good thing to have if you're not able to be with us live, and also a lot of the players listen to the games later. And so we want to thank all the folks at KSDP for bringing this action to you. I'm Rob Lanham, live here at King Cove High School. Back to live action now as Mark Newton brings the ball up the floor for the T-Jacks. Goes to Christensen, right wing. Back to Mark. Mark goes left side for Cody Mack. He splits the defense, drives in uncontested, and lays it down up over the rim. Cody with 4 points in the game, and it's 34-29, T-Jacks. C.J. Roby brings the ball up for the Eagles across the logo. Against the 2-3 zone, goes left wing to Brandon Smith. He drives in, puts up a shot off the back rim, no good. Rebounded by Devin Mack. Bounce pass out to Cody Mack. Cody coming down 2-on-1 with Christian, fakes the pass, lays it up, no good. C.J. Roby gets the rebound and brings it down out of control, goes up for a turnaround shot, no good. Rebound is tipped by Josiah Mack to Christensen. Christian goes all the way, puts it up with the right hand from the left side, off the glass and in. 3 points by Christian all here in the third quarter, and it's 36-29 with 2:18 to go in the third quarter. C.J. walks the ball up, lobs left wing for Brandon. Brandon double-teamed there by Devin Mack, and Cody Mack gets it into C.J. Triple-team on C.J. Back to Brandon for a long three, and in and out. No good. C.J. gets the rebound, goes up, air ball. Timmy Lundgren gets the rebound over to T-Jacks, and his shot is up and in. So Tim with his first 2 points of the game, it's 36-31, under 2 minutes to play now in the third quarter. Cody Mack brings the ball across the timeline for the T-Jacks, puts it in the post to Josiah Mack. He drives in, puts it up and in, a little underhanded scoop there from about 6 feet. Josiah with 14 to lead the T-Jacks, and it's 38-31. C.J. Roby brings it up on the right wing deep to Timmy Lundgren. Timmy just holding the ball. Now he gets it to Mallory Gunderson. Mallory, nice bounce pass to C.J. Roby. He goes up over two defenders. No good. Josiah Mack grabs the rebound, and C.J. is going to be called on a foul on the rebound as he came up behind Josiah, and that'll be his second, team's fifth. T-Jacks to inbound the ball. Josiah inbounds to Cody, who brings it across half court and goes left side to Mark Newton. Mark dribbles it up top, bounce pass to Devin Mack. Devin picks up the dribble, gets it back to Mark. Mark dishes it into Josiah. He drives, puts up this shot. It won't stay down. Comes off the rim, and the rebound is taken down there by Brandon Smith. Brandon brings it all the way, goes up against three T-Jacks, waits, puts up the shot. No good, but he draws a shooting foul on Mark Newton. Mark's first foul. And Brandon will go to the line to shoot two with 1 minute and 1 second to play in the third quarter. Eagles trailing the T-Jack JV by 7, 38-31. Brandon dribbles the ball, and his first shot is up. No good. Short. A lot of the free throws have been short today for both teams. Brandon will have one more as Avery Samuelson comes to the scorer's bench to check in. And the second one is up and good. Brandon now leads all scorers with 20 points in the game. And it's 38-32. Mark Newton takes a seat. Mark's done a good job. He's got 13 for the T-Jacks. And Avery re-enters the game. Cody brings the ball across the timeline with under a minute to go. Gets it left side for Christensen. Christensen goes down to Avery in the left corner. He dribbles back out top with the right hand. Nice pass by Avery. And Devin couldn't complete it. Christian gets the rebound. It's knocked away there by Brandon Smith. CJ goes coast to coast, lays it up off the front of the iron, no good. Bodies all over the floor. CJ wanting a foul on that one, but it wasn't called. Avery comes in. Nice shot by Avery as he faked a pass and scooped it up with the right hand from the left side over Brandon Smith, and that's not an easy task. And Avery's got four in the game. It's 40-32, T-Jacks, with under 25 seconds to play. Brandon Smith comes down, puts it off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up, and he's going to draw a foul against Josiah Mack. That's four now on Josiah. Heidi Jacobson entered the game during the last timeout there for the Eagles. Heidi wearing number 15. The Eagles' white uniforms trimmed with blue and gold. And Brandon's first free throw is up off the front of the rim. No good. He'll have one more with 16.8 seconds to go, third quarter. Mark Newton goes back to the scorer's bench to check in. And Brandon's second free throw is up, and that one's good. 21 points in the game for Brandon, and it's 40-33. Starting to see some of the King Cove rookie players come out in their uniforms, getting ready for their contest at 11 this morning against the Cockanock Warlords. Christian inbounds to Cody. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Goes right side to Devin. Avery has a three, passes it up, kicks it out to Cody. Cody gets it out to Mark. He shoots a long-range three off the front of the rim. No good at the buzzer, and that ends the third quarter of play. With your score, the King Cove T-Jack JV 40 and the Sandpoint Eagles 33. The T-Jacks outscoring the Eagles 14-9 in that third quarter, and we'll run down the scoring for you during the break. For the T-Jack JV, Josiah Mack has 14, 4 for Avery Samuelson, 4 for Cody Mack, 13 for Mark Newton, 3 for Christensen, and 2 for Devin Mack. And for the Sandpoint Eagles, Brandon Smith leads all scorers. Brandon with 21, 10 for C.J. Roby, all of those in the second quarter, and 2 for Timmy Lundgren. And that completes the scoring for both teams. And it's 40-33, T-Jack JV with the lead as we head to the final quarter. We do want to thank our sponsors of KSDP Programming and Aleutians East World High School Basketball, Peninsula Airways, the Schumigan Corporation, Wells Fargo, Tel Alaska, Alaska Wireless GCI, and the Alaska Federation of Natives. So thanks to all of those sponsors for making this broadcast possible. And you can listen to the games on KSDP Radio at 8:30 a.m., 88.1 FM, or live streaming on the Internet at apradio.org. Mark Newton inbounds far side to half court to Christensen, and we're underway here in the fourth quarter. Christian gets the ball back to Mark. He goes right wing to Avery, deep, throws it half court up near the timeline to Cody Mack. He gets it to Devin. Devin picks up his dribble, gets it back to Cody on the logo. Cody lobs it left wing for Avery. Avery gets it up top to Mark. Over to Cody on the right wing to Devin. T-Jack's killing some clock. Devin gets it back to Mark Newton, to Avery Samuelson. Back to Mark. Lobs it all the way over for Cody. Nearly lost it out of bounds. He didn't think the pass was for him. Gets it to Avery. To Cody on the left wing. Cody drives and has it taken right out of his hand by Timmy Lundgren. CJ picks it up. Goes coast to coast. Lays it up and in. CJ wanted a foul on that one, too. Might have had a good argument. And it's 40-35 with 7:10 to play. Mark Newton brings the ball up, goes left wing to Cody Mack. Cody's pass is knocked away by Mallory Gunderson, recovered by Mark Newton to Avery Samuelson in the corner. Avery back up to Mark. Mark dribbles it back near half court, resets, comes this side to Cody Mack on the left wing, goes across to Devin Mack. Devin over to Avery, deep on the right wing. Avery back to Cody. One-handed pass over to Mark Newton. Now to Devin. He lost it. Gets it back up to Mark Newton. Mark fakes, drives the lane, and dishes it out to Cody. Cody goes up for an off-balance shot at the foul line. No good off the front of the rim. Bad shot selection there by Cody. Brandon gets the ball ahead to CJ. He goes up over defender and won't drop. Off the rim, recovered in the corner by Avery Samuelson with 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. T-Jack JV leading by 5, 40-35 over the Sandpoint Eagles. Cody brings it up to Devin Mack in the left corner for Mark Newton. Mark, nice pass to Christian. Christian shot off the back of the rim, no good. Good shot there for Christian, just couldn't get it to drop, and CJ gets the rebound over to Brandon. Back to CJ across the timeline. He drives down, splits the defense, goes in, kicks it back out to Brandon. He fakes the three, now drives, takes a 16-footer, nothing but net. Nice shot there from the left side of the lane by Brandon, and it's 40-39. And I've missed the basket. I've only got 37, so I'm not sure I missed something there. Okay, Mark Newton takes a shot now. Mark hits it. And it's 42-39. And CJ walks the ball across the timeline. Goes to Mallory for a long-range three up the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by CJ. He goes up and puts it in. And what do we have? Oh, and the shot's not going to count as one of the referees, Grant Newton, inadvertently blew his whistle, and he admitted as much. And so the bucket does not count. They go inbounds to Brandon Smith, and he knocks down a three. So the Eagles trade two for a three, and the game is tied up now at 42 with 5:14 to go. Goes in the corner to Mark Newton. Mark passes it into Christensen. He lays it up, no good off the front of the rim. Puts up his own rebound, and it's good. He got the rebound in amongst three Eagle players. Christian with five on the game, and the T-Jack JV leads by two with under 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. CJ brings the ball up. Splits the defense, goes in for an off-balance two, and drops it in. Nice shot there by CJ. 44-42. And that's what I have in the book, so we'll see. Apparently they had added too many points earlier. Sandpoint trails by two. Mark Newton dribbles through the lane, goes right wing to Avery Samuelson. Avery's three is no good off the front of the rim, and the rebound comes down to C.J. Roby. A lot of these players, as we said earlier, are coming up short in their shots, playing their second game in just over 12 hours. C.J. goes between the legs, throws it right side to Brandon Smith. Brandon's shot off the glass, no good. C.J. with the rebound goes up, has it stripped away by Avery Samuelson. He gets it ahead to Mark Newton. Mark coming down right side. No numbers there for the T-Jacks, and he slows it down and kicks it back out to Cody. Back down to Mark for a long three from the right corner. Short. The rebound is tipped, and it's going to be off of C.J. Roby's hand, out of bounds to the T-Jacks with 3:55 to go. And we've got some subs coming in here. Josiah Mack comes in for Devin Mack, and Troy Bowsley replaces Heidi Jacobson. And now we got a timeout on the floor. Coach Ralph Lindquist wants a, let's see, is that a 30 or 60-second timeout? That's going to be a full 60-second timeout by Coach Ralph Lindquist. And now, let's see, the score's 44-40. And that doesn't match. Let's see if we can check the score there. Now they got it 42. That's correct. 44-42 T-Jacks. That's a correct score, as the T-Jacks have 4 points in this quarter, and the Eagles have nine on five by Brandon Smith and four by C.J. Roby. The T-Jacks 4 points, two apiece for Mark Newton and Christian Christensen, and they hold a two-point lead with under 4 minutes to play as both teams gather around their coaches during the timeout. Again, we want to encourage you to stay tuned after the game to KSDP Radio for any updates concerning the earthquake situation in Chile and the resulting tsunami. We're under a tsunami advisory out here. Doesn't look like anything to be concerned about, but do, do want to maintain caution and at least be aware of any updates as they become available. And you can keep up with all that information on KSTP Radio. Back to live action as Avery Samuelson inbounds the ball to Cody Mack. Cody dribbles out near half court, picks up his dribble, gets it to Christensen. Christian goes down to Mark in the left corner. Mark dribbles it back out with the right hand and resets, goes right wing to Cody Mack. Cody holding the ball low, dribbles with the left hand, kicks it out to Mark Lobb in the corner for Christensen. Christian with a 14-footer. No good. I thought that one was going to bounce around and in, but it wouldn't. And Brandon Smith brings the rebound down, gets it ahead to C.J. Roby. He drives in, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Troy Bowsley, gets it to Mallory Gunderson. Her shot is an air ball, and we've got a tie up there. C.J. Roby and Christian Christensen, and the possession arrow points to the Sandpoint Eagles. 3:23 to play, two-point lead for the T-Jack JV. Brandon to inbound the ball. Lobs it in for C.J. It's knocked loose there and taken away by Mark Newton. He comes down to pass to Cody Mack, and it's out of bounds. Off of Cody's hand, it'll be Eagles basketball. Good hustle on the defensive end there by C.J. Roby to mess up that fast break opportunity. And with 3:15 to go, C.J. dribbles the ball up the court for Sandpoint, trailing by two, 44-42. C.J. dribbles between the legs, throws left side for Brandon Smith. He takes a two-pointer, no good. Mallory Gunderson all alone for the rebound on the other side, dishes it to C.J. He goes up, no good. Missed a chance to tie the game up there, and there's going to be a reach-in foul on Brandon Smith. 16 fouls, with C.J. missed a golden opportunity right there to tie this one up, as he got a nice pass from Mallory Gunderson, who got the offensive board. We couldn't finish the play, and with 2:55 to go, Cody brings the ball across the timeline for the T-Jacks, right side to Christensen, back to Cody. He dribbles against Mallory Gunderson, gives it to Mark Newton, who lobs it right wing for Avery. Avery thinks about a three, passes it up. Now Mark shoots one from the top, nothing but net. Nice shot there by Mark Newton. And Mark has 18 in the game to lead the T-Jacks. It's 47-42. Big shot there for the T-Jack JV. Left side to Brandon Smith. He drives against Avery Samuelson. His pass, it goes off C.J. Roby to Timmy Lundgren, and Timmy knocks down an 8-footer. Nice shot by Tim. He's got four in the game. 47-44, one possession game with 2:17 to go in this one. Mark Newton brings it up against the 2-3 zone employed by Coach George Cromer's Eagles. Gets the ball this side to Christensen up high. He dribbles, goes right side to Cody Mack, and Cody lost the pass out of bounds off his hand. And it's a turnover to the Eagles as Dalton Utek checks in now for the T-Jacks. He replaces Avery Samuelson. Doll Baby was a real crowd pleaser last night, hitting a long-range three late in the game that brought the crowd to their feet. This game a lot closer. Here's a pass for Timmy Lundgren. Timmy knocks down a three. Nice shot there by Timmy, and it's all tied up at 47 with under 2 minutes to go. Timmy now with seven in the game. Cody brings the ball up, dribbles with the left hand, kicks it out to Mark Newton. Mark goes to the right hand, lobs it across for Dalton. Intercepted by C.J. Kind of a lazy passer by Mark. C.J. goes in, puts it up, out of control, no good. C.J. goes to the floor. Christian brings it back. Drives down, bounce pass for Josiah Mack. Josiah goes up, puts it up and in. He faked Brandon Smith off his feet, put it in off the glass. It's 49-47, a buck and a quarter to go. T-Jacks by two. Sandpoint brings the ball up. C.J. Roby with the dribble. Lobs it in the right corner for a three-pointer from Brandon Smith. Off the front of the rim, no good. That would have given Sandpoint the lead. Rebounded by Christensen. Christian gets it to Cody. Cody reverses dribble and drives to the middle. He's going to draw a foul, I think, on Timmy Lundgren. Let's see. That will be on Timmy. Tim's second. Team seventh, and that'll send Cody to the line for a 1-1. I don't think that was a shooting foul. 49-47, T-Jacks by two, a minute nine to play in this one. Number 13 gets the ball and dribbles, puts it up off the front of the rim. No good, rebounded by C.J. Roby. Remains a two-point game. C.J. brings it across the half-court logo. Kicks it right side to Mallory Gunderson. Mallory for a three, no good. Rebound by Josiah Mack, and he throws the ball right to Mallory. She gets it to C.J., and he calls a timeout. 52.3 to play. Boy, I thought Mallory was going to give the Eagles the lead there. That was a good-looking shot right in front of us here, right on line, but just a little long. And Josiah Mack brought down the rebound, but Mallory made the steal on the outlet pass. Heads-up play by Mallory on that one. And the Eagles have yet another chance to tie or take the lead. And so we have a timeout on the floor here with 52.3 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll update the scoring for you quickly for the T-Jack JV. Josiah Mack has 16-4 for Avery Samuelson and Cody Mack. Mark Newton leads the T-Jack scores with 18. 5 for Christian Christensen, 2 for Devin Mack. And for the Eagles, Brandon Smith has 26. C.J. Roby with 14 and 7 for Timmy Lundgren. Back to action now. Sandpoint basketball out on the side right in front of the Eagles bench. Timmy Lundgren inbound. He gets it to C.J. Roby. C.J. dribbles near the top of the arc. 1-3-1 offense for the Sandpoint Eagles against the 2-3 zone. Goes left wing to Mallory. Mallory bounces it back to C.J. C.J. dribbles it deliberately to the right side. Lobs it now to Brandon Smith, right wing. Brandon drives baseline. Goes up for a jump shot. No good. Rebound there by Mallory Gunderson. Mallory gets it to C.J. Drives the lane. Puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Brandon Smith, and he puts it up and in. We got a tie ball game. 49-all with 20 seconds to play. Cody brings it across. Had Josiah Mack open. Didn't see him. 15 seconds to go. Cody dribbling up top. Now goes with the left hand. Puts up an off-bound shot. Blocked away by Brandon Smith, and he saves it in, and it goes out of bounds off of Cody Mack. Terrific play there by Brandon Smith as he blocked the shot and then saved the ball inbounds, and it went out of bounds off Cody's foot. Sandpoint brings it up. Timeout by Coach George Comer. 3.8 seconds to play as C.J. brought it into the front court. And Sandpoint will have 3.8 seconds to come up with a game-winning basket here, all tied at 49. Great action here in this morning game. If you got up in time to either be here live or listen to it on the radio, you're getting your money's worth. Of course, this game will be followed by the King Cove Rookies and the Cockanock Warlords. That game's scheduled to start at or about 11 a.m. Of course, right now we're tied. If neither team can score in the final 3.8 seconds, we'll go to overtime. So that time could change. Stay tuned here to KSDP Radio, and we'll keep you posted. Rob Lanham with you live here from King Cove School in King Cove, Alaska, in the first game of this Saturday brunch doubleheader. Game tied at 49. Both teams gathered around their coaches. 3.8 seconds to play. Sandpoint Eagles in possession of the basketball. Nice work there on the last possession. Key offensive rebound by Mallory Gunderson off the missed shot. Got the ball to C.J. Roby. He missed his shot, but Brandon Smith was there for the rebound and putback. And now Sandpoint's going to inbound the ball right in front of us, right below us in front of the scorer's table. Brandon Smith inbound to Timmy Lundgren. Timmy gets it back. It's knocked away. Mallory has it. All right, we're going to go to overtime. That ball was knocked away. Mallory recovered it. She tried an inlet pass instead of a shot. Coach George Cromer's telling her you should have launched that one. And we're going to go to overtime here. As in the fourth quarter, the King Cove T-Jack JV scored 9 points. And Sandpoint had 16 to draw even. So we're all tied at 49 as we go to the first overtime. And that'll be a 4-minute overtime period. And we'll see who can come out on top on this one. There was a lot of bodies packed in a close area there, and when the ball got knocked to Mallory, she could have taken that shot and may well have knocked it down. Mallory hit 2 threes last night. She's got a good shooting touch from that range, but tried to lob it into Brandon Smith. It was tipped away, and Christensen's three-quarter court shot at the buzzer was short off the mark, and I think he got rid of it after the buzzer anyway. And so this game all tied at 49 as we head to a rare overtime period here. Both teams getting ready to retake the court. All right. There's the horn sounding the end of the intermission here. And taking the floor for the Eagles, Brandon, Troy, Timmy, CJ, and Mallory. And for the T-Jack JV, Avery, Christian, Josiah, Mark, and Cody. Josiah will jump against Brandon Smith to start the overtime period. And Joe Calvert launches the ball, and it's recovered right in front of us by Timmy Lundgren, and the Eagles have the first possession. Timmy gets it to CJ, back to Timmy. Simi had 5 key points in the fourth quarter for the Eagles. Throws a pass, intercepted by Mark Newton. Mark brings it out on the fast break, drives, lobs it to Cody. Cody lost it off his hand, fakes Brandon Smith, goes up and puts it in. Nice fake there by Cody to get Brandon Smith off his feet. And the T-Jacks draw first blood in the overtime, leading 51-49. CJ brings it up, lobs it left side for Brandon. He drives around Christensen, puts up a two-pointer, no good. The rebound is taken by Troy Bowsley. Troy's shot is up and good. Nice putback by Troy from a tough angle there. His first two of the game, and the game's tied at 51. He got that one in the middle of the free throw lane and put off a off-balance, sideways-looking shot. Nothing but net, though. That'll work for Coach George Cromer's squad, and it's tied up, and now we have a 30-second timeout, or full timeout, I'm sorry, by Coach Ralph Lindquist. As he calls the T-Jack JV to the bench, 3:12 to go in overtime. Sandpoint Eagles 51, King Cove T-Jacks JV 51. Exciting game for you here this morning between these two teams. We want to thank the folks in the studio at KSDP Radio, Kels Hetherington, Virgil Porter, and Shannon Summer, who do such a great job making the connection for us wherever we are in the great state of Alaska to bring these games to you live. And we hope that you're enjoying them. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback. And, of course, being out here on the peninsula where it's difficult to travel to games and usually only possible by air, very expensive and very difficult to do. And so we hope that we can paint some sort of picture for you and make the games come alive. Both teams retake the floor after the timeout. Mark Newton will inbound the ball below us in front of the scorer's bench for the T-Jacks. Game all tied at 51. We're in overtime with 3:12 to go. He inbounds to Christian Christensen. Christian dribbles up near the logo, goes right side for Avery Samuelson, holds the ball high, gets it to Cody Mack in the right corner. Cody brings it back out on the wing, kicks it to Avery. Avery dribbling now down the right wing, takes a long-range three, uncontested, no good. The rebound is tipped around and taken. Brandon Smith saves an inbounds to C.J. Roby. C.J. comes down quickly, goes up and puts up no good. The rebound by, I think we're going to have a foul on Cody Mack as Timmy Lundgren had good position for the rebound. And that is the case. A foul there on Cody. That'll be Cody's third. And Sandpoint inbound the ball into their basket. Brandon inbounds to C.J. C.J. lobs it to Brandon. Brandon goes up, no good. Gets his rebound, puts it up, no good again. And Brandon fights and gets it again and puts it up and in. Great work there on the offensive glass by Brandon Smith. And Sandpoint has a lead, 53-51 with 2:28 to go. Cody Mack brings it across the logo. Dribbling to the left side with the right hand. Now splits the defense, drives in, and he traveled. Cody was looking for a teammate to cut. The cut wasn't made, and Cody had already committed. Called for the travel, and the Eagles take the basketball. Timmy inbounds to CJ, who brings it across the timeline. But goes between the legs, dribbling patiently up top. Gets it on the left wing to Timmy, back to CJ. In the post to Brandon, turn around, 12-footer. No good, bounce off the rim, rebound taken by Timmy Lundgren. Has it stripped, goes back up, and good! Nice shot by Timmy in traffic. And it's a four-point Sandpoint lead with under 2 minutes to play. Cody Mack drives against Timmy Lundgren, gets it back out to Mark Newton. He goes to Christensen, kicks it to Avery for three. He's guarded there by Troy Bowsley to Mark Newton. Nice pass inside for Josiah Mack. Shot no good. Christensen with the rebound. Puts it up. No good. Rebound taken by Brandon Smith. A minute 35 to go in overtime. Eagles with a four-point lead. They can take some time off the clock if they choose to now. CJ brings the ball across. Lobs it to Brandon. Brandon drives down. Throws off an off-balance shot from the left side of the foul lane. Rebounded there by Troy Bowsley. He has it knocked out of his hands by Avery Samuelson. Great job on the offensive glass by Troy Bowsley in this overtime period. Troy just quietly does the job, works hard, and he's come up with some key plays here. In fact, the Eagles here in the fourth quarter and overtime have really been helped by some key plays and baskets by Troy, Timmy Lundgren, and Mallory Gunderson. Mallory not entered the score sheet, but had a couple offensive boards there to keep the ball alive late in the fourth quarter when the Eagles came back from a five-point deficit to tie the game at 49. And now we have a timeout on the floor by Coach Ralph Lindquist. Minute 24 to go in overtime. Sandpoint, Eagles 55, King Cove T-Jack JV 51. And the leading scorers in this one for the T-Jacks, Mark Newton has 18. Josiah Mack has 16. And for the Eagles, Brandon Smith has 30 points now. I think that's right. Yeah, 30 for Brandon. And C.J. Roby has 14. Timmy Lundgren has 9. And Troy Bowsley, 2. Timmy has 7 of his 9 points in the fourth quarter in overtime. So he's been clutch for Coach George Cromer in this one. Sandpoint inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They'll run a stack on the left side. 1:24 to go. It comes into C.J. And as he tries to throw the ball out to Mallory Gunderson, he's fouled by Cody Mack. That'll be Cody's 4th. And the team's 6th. Brandon inbounds to C.J. Gets it back to Brandon in the corner. No need to shoot. He lobs it up top for Timmy. They're going to kill some clock. Timmy double-teamed there. And now he's fouled. If that's against Cody, that'll be his 5th. And that's the case. Number 5 against Cody Mack. Cody's going to have to come to the bench with 1:14 to play. Drake Newman will check in for Cody. And that's the 7th team foul. That'll send Timmy Lundgren to the line for a 1-1. So Sandpoint is normally a very good foul shooting team, but today that hasn't been the case as they've shown some fatigue from the line. A lot of their free throws coming up short, but we'll see what Timmy can do with these. 1-1. Eagles leading by 4, 55-51. 1:14 to play in overtime. Free throws up and good. Nothing but net. Perfect shot there by Timmy, and it's a 5-point lead for the Eagles. Referee Grant Newton gets the ball, hands it to Timmy. Number 1 dribbles, and he'll launch his 2nd attempt. And that's off the front of the rim. And the lane violation by C.J. Roby. And so the ball will go to the T-Jacks. Lane violation didn't cost him anything as that ball was short. And the ball comes into Mark Newton. Mark comes across the logo. Dribbling with the left hand, goes right side to Avery Samuelson. In the corner to Josiah Mack. Back to Avery. Good defense. Avery passes up a 3. Passage to Josiah Mack in traffic. Josiah gets it out to Mark Newton. He drives, puts up an 8-footer short. Rebounded by Christensen. His shot is partially blocked. The rebound is loose. Josiah Mack gets it, puts it up. No good. Christensen gets it blocked by Brandon Smith. Gets a putback. No good. And Brandon Smith gets the rebound with 47 seconds to play. And his pass out is stolen by Christensen. He drives in and lays it in. Bad pass there by Brandon. 36 seconds to go. Timmy takes the pass inbound from C.J., and he's going to be fouled, I think. Foul Mark Newton. Mark's 2nd, and that's going to send Timmy Lundgren to the line for another 1-1. 32.7 to play. 56-53 Eagles. A lot of chances down there for the T-Jacks. Brandon Smith got the rebound, but then threw a ill-advised outlet pass. It was stolen by Christensen, and Christian drove in and laid it in to cut the lead to 3. Timmy gets the ball, dribbles, spins. His free throw is up, and good. Hit the front of the rim off the glass and dropped through. 2 of 3 from the stripe in overtime for Timmy, and Tim now has 11 points for the Eagles. Has the 2nd one, 4-point lead. That was an important free throw that made it a 2-possession game. And it's an instant replay there off the front of the rim, off the glass and through. 58-53 Eagles, 30 seconds to go. Mark Newton brings it up across the line, gives it out to Avery Samuelson. Avery drives left, puts up an off-balance 2. Air ball, rebounded by Troy Bowsley to get to Brandon Smith. Brandon is now throws a long pass to C.J. and is out of bounds. Brandon was triple-teamed in the backcourt, didn't have any help. 17.2 to play, 5-point lead for the Eagles. Avery Samuelson to inbound in the backcourt, gets it to Mark Newton. Mark dribbles, kicks it out to Avery. Avery's going to have to shoot a 3, and he does. No good off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Brandon. He throws it right to Drayton Newman. Drayton puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Josiah Mack. His shot is around and no good. Tipped out to C.J. Roby, and the Eagles are going to win this game as C.J. goes, lays it in after the buzzer. But that ends the game. An exciting matchup here, and the Sandpoint Eagles victorious in overtime. With a final score, Sandpoint Eagles 58, the King Cove T-Jack JV 53. Let's run down the scoring totals for you, and then we'll take a break between games. Due to the length of this one, it'll probably be around an 11-15 start for the King Cove Rookies and Cockanock Warlords game that will follow. So on the score sheet for you tonight, in overtime, the The Sandpoint Eagles outscored the T-Jacks 9-4. And the scoring totals, Josiah Mack had 16, Avery Samuelson 4, Cody Mack 6. Mark Newton led the T-Jacks with 18, 7 for Christian Christensen and 2 for Devin Mack. And for the Eagles, Brandon Smith led all scorers with 30, C.J. Roby had 14, Timmy Lundgren came up clutch in the fourth quarter and overtime, and he had 12, 10 of his points in the fourth quarter and overtime. And Troy Bowsley had those two points in overtime to tie the game, and also some key offensive rebounds for Troy and Mallory Gunderson. So a great game this morning. The Sandpoint Eagles emerged victorious in overtime. Final score again, Sandpoint Eagles 58, the King Cove T-Jacks JV 53. We're going to send it back to the studios for Kels Hetherington, and we'll rejoin you probably in about 15 minutes for the start of the King Cove Rookies and Cockanock Warlords girls team matchup here to follow. So we'll send it back to Kels in the studio.
Thanks.